You know, when you get into a relationship, I feel like there are unwritten rules, but everybody kind of knows them. It's like, you know, have respect for one another. Be honest. Don't cheat, et cetera, et cetera. You don't need to necessarily write them out on paper, right? Well. Well, this Twitter user found a list of rules in a used car he bought, apparently written by a girlfriend to her boyfriend. Some of the highlights, if
okay.
I may. You are not to hang out with your friends more than 2 times a week.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're not to look at a single girl.
Oh.
If girls come up to you at any place or any time, you are to walk away.
Well, at least she didn't say run.
You are not allowed to get mad at me about a single thing ever again.
Wow.
If I say jump, you are to say, how high, princess?
Oh, my God.
You are never to take longer than 10 minutes to text me back.
Oh, wow.
Those are some of the highlights.
I'm going to just venture a guess that she no longer has a boyfriend.
Well, this has been fun.
So
goodbye.
I don't. So I obviously we don't know the circumstances, or even if this is a real thing. You right. know, obviously the internet being 100% true, it could be a thing where maybe he did cheat, and so she's like, "Hey, if you want me back, this is what this
my,
is.
Here's my list of demands.
Yeah, this is my list of demands.
Kind of a hostage situation, doesn't that sound like that?
In that sense, I could say, okay, maybe it's a little bit down that way, but
I don't see how this is going to be a formula for a healthy relationship.
You are not to follow single girls on any social media, including Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter.
Oh, wow.
You are not to hang out with Keegan.
Oh, Keegan's a troublemaker. Listen, he is not a good influence.
Including his house or anywhere in public. Now, let me just say, everybody has that friend. Or I should say every guy has that friend.
It's not a good influence.
That takes you down that path that you don't normally go without that person's influence.
I'm going to go out and say my husband does not have that friend. All of his friends are great.
You might not know about it.
You might not know.
Listen.
That's right, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to get his phone. I'm gonna go throw him on.
You might not know.
Check out all his contacts.
Yeah, because my friend Mike is definitely that influence on me, where I get into situations that I don't anticipate when I go out with that guy.
I think I'm that friend.
I was going to say, you know
if
what?
You don't have
Kelly,
that friend. Maybe
Michael
is that friend.
That's right.
I don't think he is, but that's fun.
If we move in, there are never to be girls at our house. Relationship quote rules that this guy found in a used car he bought.
Can we also use this as a setting the bar? Let's not make rules like this, because you're probably not going to stay in a relationship very long.
Is this a stage 5 clinger?
I think it's past stage 5.
Here's my question. On the scale of crazy and hot, there is a threshold.
Well,
there is a hotness threshold that guys will put up with.
Yeah, no, I do know a lot
extent.
Of hot chicks that can get away with stuff like this.
Yeah.
I was not in that category. If I wrote something like this, they would laugh, rip it up, and I would never hear from them again.
Poor Kelly.
Listen, I'm just going to be honest. I know that about myself.
Right.
It was found in a used car, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to just venture a guess that this guy ran for his life, abandoned the car and the list,
bye,
and has never been heard from again.
See ya!